church, how y'all doing this morning? Come on. We're so glad that you're here. You made it through the rain. And some of our friends in Dallas are going, man, what do y'all keep talking about rain for? Because, man, it is takes commitment to get here on a morning like today. So turn to somebody and say, dude, I'm glad you made it. Come on, say, I'm glad you made it. And then while you're doing that, let me say hi to all of our friends watching around now the United States and even down in the Virgin Islands. Dude, wouldn't you rather be there? Good morning, Virgin Islands. We had somebody tell us, hey, man, I'm in Virgin Islands. So we're glad that you're watching down there. Spokane, Washington. We got Spokane, Washington. Lafayette, Louisiana. Come on, give some Louisiana love. Lafayette, what's up? So North Dallas, all of these different places now are tuning in. So if you are watching online, thanks for doing that. But particularly for you guys in the room, thank you so much for being here. Get ready for next week, because next week is Mother's Day, and I need you to bring some shoes, mamas, all right? We're going to give all of these shoes to people in need in this community. Typically, we do a lot of big giveaways. This year, we're kind of switching around a little bit with the Providence House and some of these other organizations in our area could really use some shoes for their women, and we'd love for you to help us with that. So buy a brand new pair of shoes your size, bring with you next week. We're gonna have a great service for you, all right? But today is a standalone message that I think everybody in here will go, yep, I do know it. Now, as I start with this opening question, do not look around, because you know, you already see it. Hello, my name is stupid. All the kids are already getting on to me saying, you can't say that, that's a bad word. And I get it, we'll get there in a minute. But let me ask you something, adults in this room. Do you know anybody stupid? You know any stupid people? Do not look at your spouse right now, all right? Or your best friend, Keith, Jeff. Y'all keep looking straight ahead, all right? Do not look around. I know some stupid people as well, but this is really what we're going to talk about. Now, the Bible uses a different word, but why I'm using the word stupid is because it's even on books. I see stupid people, and they're getting on my last nerve. Can I get a witness out there somewhere? All right, so I'm going to surprise you when I'm talking about stupid people. I'm talking about your pastor, and I will explain that a little bit, because when I look in the mirror, I actually see someone stupid. Now, my mom got on to me like these kids are getting on to me this morning going, that's a bad word. You cannot say stupid. So if you want to get biblical, we'll change that word into foolish people, all right? And I know that according to the translation you look at, those words are synonymous. They mean the same thing. But for our point of where we're going today, let's have a little fun with it, lighten up a little bit, but let's learn a little as well. I can tell you for a fact that the next statement I'm going to put on the screen is true, because once again, I'm talking about myself. I'm looking in the mirror going, man, you made some foolish decisions in your life. And many of the foolish decisions that I made were age-related. Old people, can I get a witness? So as you were younger, you have a tendency to make some foolish, stupid choices. Now, if you need evidence, I brought evidence this morning. For example, this guy right here, all right? You don't always think through everything. You know what I'm saying? You're like, hey, man, this will be fun. Maybe not so much. I don't know how they got that fella out of there, but he is in a pinch. There ain't no doubt about that. But I also did a little internet search and found some video footage. So if you're squeamish, if you're one of the kinds that are like, ooh, I don't know if I can watch that, close your eyes, because here are some kids making some very foolish decisions. Watch.
Get it.
Yeah. Woo!
No, son, no.
Oh! Just didn't have it.
Nah, first of all, put some shoes on these kids. Okay.
How do you even get there?
Pause it. I mean, we just know it's not going to work, you know? Like, everything about how you even climbed up there,
right?
It's just not going to work. But look, the reality of it is he's going to be supported the right way, and that's what matters.
You got this, man.
Don't worry, I'm bendy.
He couldn't even stand upright.
He couldn't even, like, get a launch. Like, he just went jello-y.
Not so much, all right? I love watching America's Funniest Videos, Ridiculousness, all these different shows, because they show you how silly people are, how foolish people are. And it typically focuses on some kids, but then it moves into teenagers. And once again, you will find some very unwise decisions when it comes to teenagers. Now, this next video, as I watch it, I want you to focus on one thing. Focus on this young man's neck. All right, listen to me. Turn to your friend. He said neck. He said focus on his neck. You won't believe what you're about to see, but here's another foolish decision. Watch.
I got it.
I'm good.
I can move my arms.
Yeah, he's so hurt, he started lifting weight. He bench pressing right here for no reason.
I'm good. I can feel my arms.
You notice that the audio cuts out? There's a reason. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's because, man, when you do that kind of foolish stuff, and he's going, I got to move my arms, it's a miracle. So you got kids making foolish decisions, teenagers making foolish decisions, and many of you are going, thank God adults don't make foolish decisions. You know that that's not true. So instead of video, how about some pictures? Look close. Here's some adults. Not the wisest group in the world. Take a good look. Yeah, those are flip-flops, y'all, holding electrical cables. You know what I'm saying? That's how that works. Now, if that wasn't enough evidence that adults don't always make the best decisions, I know what some of you are thinking. Look at this guy right here. When you can't fit your ladder in your car, don't put it around your neck. Now, we did blur his face out to save him because it might be your relative or it might have been you, but we're trying to make sure you're covered here. And you're going, wow, what was he doing with the ladder? How about that? This is where you start going, are they really thinking through this? No, that's obvious. I mean, these are adults now, not kids, not teenagers, still walking through. But this is one of my favorites right here. If you can't find a ladder, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and hold your feet and hope for your best. And as I look through all of these pictures and videos and stuff, I ran across this next one, and I was not going to play it, but you have to. Mother's Day is next week. Y'all ready for Mother's Day? Come on. This is a little pre-Mother's Day video for you, because what you have to know as I show you this last video of unwise decisions, foolish decisions, stupid decisions, this is a mom saying goodbye to her son, all right? She listened close to what the mother is saying to her son, and then pay attention, because this is hard to believe, but it is another foolish video. Watch.
All right, see ya.
Love ya.
Love ya.
We'll love ya. Okay.
Drive safe.
Yep.
Watch out for idiots.
Watch out for idiots.
He's the idiot, I bet.
Oh!
That was his mom.
Look out for idiots. There's one in a silver Hyundai.
Oh, my God, Jacob.
Jacob!
The mom ran into her son. Watch out for the idiots. Might be you, mama. What is so crazy? You're like, there's no way. Well, we all know that every one of us are capable of making foolish decisions. Now, I want to explain why I'm telling you that I have made my share of, hello, my name is foolish, stupid. This is Justin you're talking about. First, here's the picture to remind you. Last week I showed you, number one, that I even dressed up like Wayne's World. That I'll let you know I'm foolish. That is your pastor with my good friend, Mr. Bobby Stevenson, who is Garth there. We worked at Gadzooks in the mall, Pierre Bossier Mall, and we had a great time, a great staff, a great group of people. We love having a good time, and that was at the Doodah Parade, all right? So around this time, me and Bobby are good friends, and last week he turned 60 years old, so this is 30 years ago. He comes into Gadzooks one day, and he's like, you know my 30th birthday is coming up. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, man, happy birthday. He's like, no, I want a party. I want something big. I want to do something that's just, yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm like, okay, so we pulled together with the staff and all of them together. I'm like, all right, Bobby wants a big party. What are we going to do? And I don't know exactly who came up with the idea. May have been Peggy Irwin, not saying that. I don't know. It might have been me. It might have been a group of people that came up with this. But we said, let's kidnap him for his birthday. Now, first and foremost, not the wisest decision, because it involves pantyhose. You know what I'm talking about? We put them on our head. It involved duct tape. We were going to wrap him up. Blankets, toy guns. All of these things were, as adults, we thought this was going to be a good idea. Now, if you have ever worked in a mall before, you realize that when you walk out of your store, you have a couple of things if it's the weekend shift. You have a money bag with a big lock on it. I mean, it has a lock, and you put a key in it, and it's a money bag. So all the money or deposits for the weekend, you take it to the bank. He also, because it was raining, much like it was earlier today, he had an umbrella in his hand. And Bobby's walking out with one part-timer, and the part-timer was in on it. So when they walk out of the back of the store, they walk into a hall that looks like this. This is the scene of the crime. Go ahead. There we go. This is the hallway in Pierre Bossier Mall. Now, back in the late 80s, early 90s, that mirror was not there. You can thank us for that mirror being there now, if you currently work in the mall, because what we did was is we positioned ourselves right around this corner. And around Bobby's 60th birthday, I sent him this picture and said, remember when? And he was like, oh my gosh, yes. So I was around here with a group of people. We had pantyhose on our head, we had toy guns, we had duct tape, and we had blankets. Nothing could go wrong, could it? So Bobby walks up, I can hear him talking or whatever. He comes around the corner and we jump on him. All of us with pantyhose on our head, toy guns, all the employees jump on him. And what we thought he was going to do was, you know, like, oh, okay. He did let out a squeal. I will not make fun of that squeal. But as he let out that squeal, we grabbed him, but he dropped to the ground. None of us were prepared for the drop to the ground. All right, so if you ever think you're getting kidnapped, drop to the ground. I promise you, it made it complicated for us. So we're on top trying to wrestle him around and trying to get him. And finally, I pick him up because he's a little smaller guy, and I try to put him in a full Nelson. Now, you know what happens with a full Nelson? Your hands are free. Where Bobby was extremely smart, I mean, Taekwondo karate guy, he had the deposit bag in one hand and he had the umbrella in the other. So what I failed to realize is as I had him in the full Nelson, he began to skaboom, skabow, skaboom, and he beat me to a pulp. We had agreed not to say anything because we didn't want to give it away by our voices. So all of my friends are going, you're taking it. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore, and we release him. The blanket comes off, and Bobby's standing there looking at us, and he goes, why are my friends in pantyhose? You know what I'm saying? Think about this. Duct tape, pantyhose, toy guns. So I said, look, Bobby, it's your 30th birthday. You want a big party. We're going to putt-putt golfing games out in Mansfield Road. Just go along with it so that the rest of the staff will know. And he's like, whatever. So I get to the back of the car, and I'm like, let's put you in the trunk. He said, that's where I draw the line, all right? So we put him in the back seat, and we take off. What we did not know, young people, listen closely, is the store next to us on either side. Claire's on one side, I think. I don't remember what was on the other side. Maybe Limited. They heard a commotion in the back alley. So they called the police. So what I did not know at the time, as an adult, I was not a kid, I was an adult. All of us were adults that were working. Peggy, you're just as guilty. And all of us, as we were in this, we put them in there. They had set up the party out at Putt-Putt. We didn't know, so we put them in the car and we drive off by the grace of Almighty Jesus. We got on the interstate before the police arrived. Thank you. Bossier City was slow once in their life. And they showed up and they're going, what's going on? They're like, somebody was kidnapped. What'd the car look like? What's going on? They're going out. We're just going down the road. Now, a different time, different technology. We don't know what's going on, but we did sense that it wasn't going right. And I don't remember if someone called or I don't remember if we heard. I don't remember exactly how this happened. But as we're on Mansfield Road, I'm nervous now because I realize it didn't go smooth. You know, our kidnapping was botched. We have him in the back. We got him laying still on the floorboard in the back seat. And I'm pulling down Mansfield Road, and all of these cops come into the intersection. This is no lie. We're driving. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm going up the river. This is it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the end of my life. They pull them. They turn their lights on, and we're slowing down. I'm like, and Bobby, what's going on? What's going on? Don't look, Bobby. Stay down, you know? And thank God, once again, Jesus, thank you. The light was out, and they were just directing traffic. Come on through, you know what I'm saying? But if you've ever wondered, like, man, I wonder how smart my pastor is. Now you know. Foolish, dumb, stupid, call it what you want, because at the time, we thought it was going to be a great time. Good news is we put him into putt-putt. We had a great time at the party, and nothing ever happened. I guess they couldn't find us, or they just let it go, and that was not good back then because somebody was kidnapped, and they didn't care. Okay, moving on. Here is my point of today's message, and you're going, all right, Justin, how does this apply? See if you can track me with this. As you age, so do the consequences of your choices. Can I get an amen? So when I was young, you may have made a poor choice. You're in high school, elementary, you know what I'm saying, now a young adult. It may not be as serious, but the older you get, the more serious the consequences become. For example, my son turned 18 years old recently. I looked at him. I said, son, they can arrest you now for your dumb decisions. Anybody had that conversation with your kid? He's like, well, I'm a minor. I'm like, not anymore. You go to jail. Bye-bye. So be careful. Make wise choices. Be smart. Because we know that getting older doesn't make you a better decision maker. It just makes the stakes higher. So here's why I say that. I look back and I'm teaching my kids to try to make good decisions. If you have a kid, if you're raising kids, if you're an adult in here struggling with decisions, this applies to all of us. As I'm walking through all of these things in my life, I'm going, man, how crazy is it that in the process of living life, you may can make some young, dumb decisions, but as you age and those consequences start getting bigger, you're going, I don't know about this. For example, Nobody in here is an adult. Says, man, what I want to do is I want to grow up and be an addict. I cannot wait to be an addict. That's going to be so awesome. Or, oh, I can't wait to grow up and go to jail. Oh, I just can't wait till I'm divorced. I can't wait till I'm in debt up to my neck. This is going to be so awesome. But all of us in here have friends or personal experiences where we go, man, I've been there. Because we were making choices as we went through, and all of a sudden you realize the consequences are on the uptick. Because we're going, hey, it was not a simple thing. Now it's getting complicated. Years ago, Open Eyes, you saw Daniel playing on the percussion and Greg playing guitar. We had a band, and Alan's in the audience, I think, today. We used to travel around and do concerts and lead worship and stuff all over the country. Andy Stanley, that's why we use a lot of his DVDs, is one of the camp that we used to do. We'd go to do Andy's camps, and he was speaking to teenagers. And this next statement is directly taken from one of those messages 25, 30 years ago. And what he said still applies to where we are today. He was talking to teenagers, but it goes way beyond the teenage crowd. Our choices will determine our destination in life. And I can remember leading worship and hearing him say that and thinking, man, isn't that true? You know, isn't that, you know, applicable to us and to the kids in the room? But then I think now today, here we are in 2021, years later, and I can really say this is absolutely true. Because many people in today's world don't know how they got where they are, and they're trying to figure out how to make better decisions or to move on or improve their life, and they're going, I'm not sure what to do. This is the one thing you don't want to do, is trust yourself. Because in your gut, it will lead you wrong. I can tell you that as a pastor, as a friend, as a counselor. I'm watching it time and time again. So Proverbs 28, 26 is where you also can get that confirmation. Trusting oneself is foolish. Somebody go, well, I'm just smart. I've learned. I'm wise. Now listen, trusting oneself is foolish. But those who walk in wisdom are safe. So what I would want to know, and what Andy taught us years ago and what we're still working through now, is how do you walk in wisdom? I mean, if you're in this room and you're going, man, okay, I want to walk in wisdom, I want to make good decisions, but what do I do? Well, first you got to understand what walking in wisdom is. It is looking at every invitation, every opportunity, and every relationship and asking, what is the wise thing to do? We have a tendency to look at opportunities or invitations or relationships and go, what can go wrong? You're like, no. What's the wise thing to do? You may look at, again, an invitation and go, man, hey, listen, we're going to this place or that party or this trip or this business we're starting. And you have to stop and go, wait a second. Is this the wise thing to do right now? You can have an opportunity. You can have a relationship. Some of you looking at that phone going, hey, you got to think through. You're single. You're trying to decide. Is this the wise thing or is it not the wise thing? So as you begin to work through this, how do you know? Ephesians 5 gives us a little bit more clarity. So you have Proverbs giving us some wisdom, and then it moves over to the New Testament when it says this. So be very careful how you live. If you're going to get anything out of today's message, this is the real overarching theme. Be wise, be careful. Live wisely, not as a fool. There are some translations that actually use the word, don't be stupid. So it's saying, hey, be smart, be wise, think through it. I mean that you should use every opportunity you have for doing good. People, where do you get doing good from? Where do you get do good from? Here's another example. But it's saying that every opportunity you have in life, business, relationship, friendships, business decisions, again, whatever, personal decisions, can you be wise? Because these are evil times. Y'all know it's evil out there, right? This is written thousands and thousands of years ago, but still applies today, saying, hey, the world's kind of iffy out there. So if you're going to know that you're living in an iffy world, you have to be very wise, very careful. So don't be foolish with your lives, but learn what the Lord wants you to do. Remember this. This is why I'm proud of you for watching today. This is why I'm glad you're in the room, because today our heart is, Lord, teach us what to do. Lord, we want to learn. We want to live cautiously. We want to live wisely. So what do you want us to do? I pray my kids listen to this message. I pray that my friends listen to this message. I pray that I can apply this message, because what we are trying to do is protect you We're trying to let you live life to the fullest within the context of what God says are the best way to enjoy the days that you have on this planet. So how do you know what the wise thing to do is? How in the world can you figure that out? How can you get there? Three things. Number one, look at your past experiences. Now, if you're young, you don't have a lot of past experiences. But if you're older in here, look at what you have done in the past. Are there any mistakes you can learn from? And are there any good choices where you go, man, that was a wise decision? So whether it's a good decision, yeah, I can learn from that, or you go, I should have never done that. This quote, I don't know where it comes from. I tried to look it up. I think it's just an anonymous quote, but very applicable to where we are today. If you don't pay attention to what got you in trouble yesterday, you are likely to end up in the same trouble tomorrow. Can I get an amen? Amen. All of us know this, but unfortunately, we're not always listening, and we're not always thinking through it, and we think, well, I'm different. It ain't going to apply to me. We're going to get to you in a minute. But what I'm trying to tell myself, what I'm trying to learn from, what I'm trying to lead you to is this. Look back before you make a decision today. Man, is there anything that I can learn from in my past that this is not a good thing? It could be business. It could be relationship. It could be financial. It could be spiritual. It could be a lot of different things, but look back. The second thing I want you to do is look at your current circumstances. I mean, we were talking backstage, before the early hour, a bunch of us were kind of gathered around. We were going through all of these different circumstances and situations that people were in. And we were going, man, this really does apply. Because many people don't learn from their past, so they keep making some same mistakes over and over again. And then they fail to recognize even where they are. They don't want to look around at where they are. What do you see when you look around? Hey, are you in a good, healthy place? Are you making good decisions? Do you feel like you're, again, moving forward and honoring God in what you're doing? And then if you can't see it, ask other people around you to look at your circumstance. Say, hey, man, what do you see in my life? If you really want to be challenged, if you really want to get an eye-opener, ask a trusted friend to say, hey, man, what do you see in my life right now? Most of us don't ask because we don't want to hear it. We're like, man, I ain't asking my wife nothing. I ain't asking my husband. I ain't asking my friend. I'm just going, hey, I'm doing me. I'm going to be all right. And you ain't looking back and you're not looking around. And Proverbs 19:20 says this, if you listen to advice and you're willing to learn, then one day you'll be wise. So you have to be willing to say, hey, man, give me some advice on this. But here's the key. If you're willing to learn, many people don't listen and they don't want to learn. They think, man, I got this figured out. So this is where we get in trouble. And once you get in that position, you don't see where you're at, you're not asking for help from everybody else, you're not looking back, then you begin to go, oh, this is why I'm making the decisions I'm making. The third part of this is important, equally important. Look ahead to where you want to go. Look ahead to what you want the future to look like. When you do this, it is very obvious when you now go, man, I want to be here in 5 years, 1 year, whether it's your addiction, whether it is, again, financial, a relationship thing, where do you want to be? The decisions you're making right now will determine that. That determines the direction. That determines the quality of the future of your life. You're wanting to have that miraculously, somehow, supernaturally, without taking care of business today. Proverbs 14:8 says, the wise look ahead to see what's coming, but fools deceive themselves. So what is he saying? What is the writer saying? He's like, man, he's going, hey, man, you got to look ahead and don't deceive yourself. Be honest. Another way to say it is don't be blind. Now, when I grew up, there was that little nursery rhyme wherever, three blind mice, three blind mice. Well, what I have figured out, you may have seen these cats before. They got names. And you go, what do you mean? Maybe not really in the nursery tale, but this is the names that I have come up with. One is named Clueless. When you talk about being blind and you're talking about you are literally clueless, the naive, nothing going to happen to me. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. If you've ever raised a teenager, have you heard that? It ain't going to happen to me, Dad. I am not going to be there. Okay. But it happens to somebody, so you don't want to be clueless. You don't want to be naive. You want to say, man, it is possible. I don't want to be blind to that. The second thing is careless. That's the mouse. That's the other second mouse. He's blind because he's just careless. the fool, they know right from wrong, but they just don't care. So, hey, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I don't care. I know I'm supposed to have that, but I don't care. A great proverb is that is Proverbs 26:11. You ready for this? Hang on. Like a dog returning to his vomit. Get your donut out. That's awesome. So a fool keeps doing the same things over and over in spite of the coming consequences. Some people go, college. I remember that. Yes. Some people go, man, no, that's my life today. You keep making the same relationship mistakes. You keep making the same financial mistakes. You keep making the same spiritual mistakes. And you just keep going over and over again. People who struggle with addiction, this is the whole thing, man. It's like, hey, you know, how in the world could I keep going back to the same thing over and over again? It's gross. It's disgusting. It's frustrating. It's because many times we're just clueless. We're like, hey, man, it ain't going to happen to me. I'm going to be all right. You know the definition of insane, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You can't be looking in the same places, doing the same things, living the same life, and expecting your life to be radically different. Just don't work that way. So you have to be wise enough to say, man, all right, help me. Help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Help me see it differently. The video I'm about to show you now is an illustration that I had actually pulled up many, many years ago. And I thought about it. I was like, man, should I put it in here today? But it is a perfect illustration of what we've been talking about. The illustration is about a child. And it's a comedian that's going to be talking about raising a child. And the funny thing about it is it's kind of like brain damage. Like you kind of mess up. You think you know, but yet you keep doing the same things over and over again. So they're going to tell this story. But the irony of all ironies is it's not just about a child having brain damage. It is also about us as adults. And interesting enough, as this comedian begins to tell the story, you'll get it. If you're a parent, you'll get it. You'll laugh and go, yes, absolutely. But pay attention very closely, because the man who is talking about this and sharing this didn't even hear his own advice. He didn't listen. It was foolishness. Watch.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage. And that's what makes the parents' face look like that. Now, those of you who have no children, let me describe the brain damage. You come in the room with a Coca-Cola. You set it down, you go to get a newspaper. Child comes walking in, grabs the drink, starts to, you say, give me that. Didn't I just tell you not to drink it? The child says, aha. You say, what did I just say? You said, for two knock, for two drink, you drink. So every time I tell you that, don't I? I say, when I have a drink, don't you drink it. Don't I say that? Uh-huh. Now tell me what I said. You said, what to not, what to drink, to drink. That's right. So you put it down. You go to get the paper. The child picks it up again. And quickly starts to drink it. You say, give me that. Didn't I just tell you? Uh-huh. Well, why did you do it? I don't know. Well, that's brain damage. If you know you're not supposed to do something and you do it, and then people say, why did you do it? You say, I don't know. Brain damage.
Pretty interesting, isn't it? See, an adult can be exactly like a child. You can know you're not supposed to do it, but yet somehow, some way, you continue down that same pattern. Don't you know you shouldn't do that? Why are you going to do that? Why did you do that? I don't know. This is why it was so shocking. Andrew's like, I was like, it's a pretty good illustration. This is a pretty good idea of exactly what we're talking about, because sometimes we look at kids making foolish mistakes, point the finger and judge them. Teenagers, oh, that's kids. I can't believe that. College, oh. And then we see some adults, I can't believe they do that. But very rarely do we look in the mirror and go, man, that could be me. Man, that is me. And I don't want to keep doing that. I don't want to keep returning to the same thing over and over again. The third mouse is the critical mouse. And what happens is, if we're not careful, we become the mocker. They hate people to tell them what to do, so they just make fun of people. They're the mouth of the three mice. They're the ones who are just making fun of, and oh my gosh, that's what they're always doing. Someone's always, and right now on social media, right before we walked up here, somebody was telling me some of the stuff people are saying on social media about different things going on. I was like, man, there's the mockers. I mean, it's easy to just make fun of or point the finger, say this or that. And it wasn't talking about us specifically. It was just in general. And I'm thinking, man, we are full of it right now. No pun intended. Proverbs 15:12. A mocker resents correction, and he will not consult the wise. You ready for another one? Proverbs 18:2. Fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. Think about it in our culture. I know you ain't gonna tell me you get in a group or you're in Facebook or whatever it is. You're not listening to what anybody else says. You're not looking for wisdom or to make better decisions. I'm just gonna tell you what I think. Proverbs 12:15, fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. And I can tell you, I don't have a perfect life group, but the one thing that I'm thankful on our life group is that in the last few weeks, people have been going through different circumstances, family stuff, friend stuff, job stuff. And there is something about this scripture where it says, hey, listen, I don't know, so will you speak into my life? Give me some wisdom. Help me to navigate this. If you're not in a life group or you don't have someone that you can do that with, I'm telling you, I encourage you, find a place, create one, start one. Because even this motley crew that I'm with, when we get together, there is wisdom that is coming out. Like, hey, man, look at that differently. Or, hey, why don't you treat this that way? Or, look at that circumstance differently. Now, here's the thing. We're all adults. Most of them think that they probably know. They don't want to listen to advice. I think I got this figured out. I'm good. I'm telling you, the challenge for all of us is just to sit and go, wait, maybe someone has a different opinion, a different insight, a different way of seeing that. And then God, believe it or not, uses people to help you with that. That's why people are put into your life, whether it's your parents or your friends, a life group, a church group, whoever, that's why they're there. It's because God's going, man, I'm going to try to help you with this. Now, I called my associate pastor because he's been in and out, you know, and I'm like, man, what does this guy do? If y'all don't know him, his name's Steve Hartman. We have a good relationship. But I said, Steve, do you have anything on wisdom? Do you have anything on helping people? And ironically, believe it or not, he does. Isn't it amazing? And I said, Steve, what is it about? He said, well, Justin, I don't want to tell you about it. I'm just going to send you the video. Because once I saw this video, I was like, you know what? This is a lot like my life group. Maybe we should set this up on Father's Day, and we'll have it here at the Simple Church. So, Steve, without further ado, tell us about it. Some wisdom. Watch.
Here at Tony Caputo's Market and Deli in Salt Lake City, like at delis and donut shops across America, there's a group of regulars, senior citizens, who sit at the same table, sip a single cup of coffee, and proceed to know it all.
Now, here's the story.
This group, led by Tony Caputo himself, has been bloviating for years.
We solved the problems of the world.
Of the world.
And what a shame that all that wisdom, all that good coffee clatch advice basically goes to waste. That no one listens to them but them. Until now.
Now, every summer Saturday, they take their coffee club to the local farmers market.
How's that?
And under the banner, Old Coots Giving Advice, they basically do what they've always done.
Oh, man.
They never expected anyone to really stop.
Actually, it was more of a joke.
And lo and behold.
One person, then two persons, then three, and then they formed a line.
And that's how the Old Coots became one of the most popular booths at the market.
Yes.
Today, they address everything from landscaping issues.
These patches keep showing up in my lawn.
Get a new house.
To life's greatest mysteries.
What's the secret to happiness?
Put your money in bitcoins.
If some of this sounds like bad advice, that's because it often is. In fact, there's a disclaimer right there on the sign.
Advice on having twins.
Yeah, good luck.
Dear Abby, they're not.
But a lot of the advice columnists through the past decades, what qualification did they have?
And sometimes I think for all of us, we hear a question and we go, how are we going to answer that?
Like this woman, who asked if you should stay with a husband who isn't faithful.
No, no, no.
And they say that's the biggest surprise. The number of young people especially who come up in all seriousness. This new mom wanted advice on how to not mess up her kid's life.
You're going to mess them up a little bit, and that's how they grow.
And those little pearls, those winks of wisdom.
Sometimes the answer is right in front of your face.
They did seem to help people.
It feels good to just tell somebody, right?
Proving seniors really are America's greatest untapped natural resource. If you can't find one at your farmer's market,
thank you so much.
They're usually available.
This booth is the best.
Wherever coffee is sold.
There you go.
Steve Hartman, on the road in Salt Lake City.
Come on, man. Give it up for my associate. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. I was sitting there while I was playing. I thought about back when I was doing student ministry. We were on a senior trip, and we were going whitewater rafting. And we had a guide in the boat. And as we were paddling, everybody had a tendency, because you're worried. I mean, it's class five rapids. We're looking down, man. We're like, you know, paddle, you know, we're going. And he'd keep telling us, look up. And we're like, oh, why? And he was like, because if you don't look up, you don't know where you're going. You need to avoid this rock, or you need to hit this little, you know, valley of this water that's going through, or avoid this tree. And I thought about all of us in this room. You're so busy doing life that you don't have anybody to speak into your life. You don't make it a priority. You don't make time for it. So whether that's even your parents, or someone who's older that you can trust, or a life group. I ain't got time for all that. I ain't got time. I got too much to do. I got to raise these kids. I got to get this job. I got to do that. And the next thing you know, you're like, how did I keep making these mistakes? Well, that's part of why today's message is so important. Hello, I can be the same way. I am the stupid guy, or the foolish guys at times. But what I'm thankful for is now a life group that we can cut up and talk, friends that I can call that are older or maybe going through circumstance or situation, even in the leadership of the church. But there's a team of men and women that I can talk to and go, hey, man, what do you think about that? Or what do you think about this? And we together try to make the very best decisions that we can. Not thinking that, man, I'm right and I know, but man, help us as we navigate this river of life. And as we go down, yeah, we got to paddle sometimes, and yeah, sometimes you can get your head down, but you got to have somebody else to go lift your head up. Sometimes you look back, sometimes you look around, sometimes you look ahead, but don't be clueless. Don't be naive. Don't be critical. But go, all right, God, speak to me. Show me how I'm supposed to do it, what I'm supposed to do here. And that leads me to really my final advice as we get ready to wrap up and get you out of here. The one thing that I look back at my life as I failed to do was many times was fear the Lord, the most important advice. You go, well, what do you mean? Fear is kind of a scary word. Everybody's like, I don't know. Maybe a better word is respect. Now, the reason I put the word fear in here is because in Scripture, that's what it says. And again, you translate it in different ways, it would come into a healthy respect. So sometimes my kids fear me. A healthy respect. You better listen to me. You better understand what I'm saying to you. Why? Because I want to protect them. I want what's best for them. There's nothing in me that wants to harm them or to hold them back. I want them to launch off into success. I want them to be healthy and happy and free and get everything they can out of life. But God put me in their life to sometimes to guide or to direct. In the same way, God is in our lives. For the same reason. He wants you to have the best, but you have to respect what he is saying. So all of this scripture I've read, you can let it go in one ear and out the other, or you can download the app and you can look at the notes and you can begin to place them on your desk at work or on your mirror at home or on your dashboard in your car to go, all right, God, I'm trusting you. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Only fools despise wisdom and discipline. Because sometimes he'll let you make mistakes just to teach you that lesson. Sometimes he'll let you get burnt just to go, I tried to tell you. Why? Because I know what's best for me. You ain't going to teach me. I got this figured out. He's like, okay. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord teaches a person to be wise. So if you're ready to write something down, you want to grab a hold of this. Wisdom truly begins with the decision to place yourself under God's authority. And when you think you don't need him, and you don't need advice, and you think you figured it out, you're going to be in trouble. It's going to hurt. There's going to be pain. There's going to be consequences. And the older we get, the greater those consequences are. In a recent study in my life group, I had never watched it before. Sometimes they think I watched these before. I really don't. Probably should sometimes, but this time our video wouldn't work, so I grabbed a DVD off the shelf and put it into the player, and as we sat there, I had never heard the story before. I'm going to do the whole message on that one because it's so crazy and cool, but the one point of the message is I want to give to you today. It's in Judges 17:6 when it says this. In those days, Israel had no king. There was nobody in charge. Everybody thought they knew what was best. Sound familiar, America? Sound familiar in your home, in your business? I know what I'm doing. You don't have to tell me. And all the people did whatever seemed right in their own eyes. If you were to look in that book of Judges, you would see that it led to devastation. It led to heartbreak. It led to some pretty messed up stuff. And the whole point of this passage of Judges, it was like going, no, you have to have someone to fear, to respect, to be under, and it can't be you because you're not as smart as you think you are. And we might not be as smart as we think we are. Sometimes you have to say, all right, God, I need you. Lead me when it comes to relationships. Lead me when it comes to finances. Lead me when it comes to my business, my family, my career. And when we leave him out and we don't take advice and we don't listen to other people and most importantly, we don't respect him, we can get ourselves in a bind. And Proverbs 1 talks about that. It says, fools will call out for me. Stupid fools call out for me, but I don't answer. They'll look for me, but they'll not find me. That is because they hated knowledge. They hated wisdom. I ain't listening to you. I don't need no preacher telling me what to do. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. It's America. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. You ain't telling me what to do. I didn't grow up in church. I don't even believe in God. I'm not gonna do you. You have that. I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm smarter than you think I am. They refused to fear and respect the Lord. They ignored my advice and refused to be corrected. Hey, man, I don't know if I'd do that. I might do that differently. Hey, man, maybe you ought to think of this. They filled their lives with what they wanted. Man, just give me what I want. I'm going to do what I want to do. You ain't going to tell me. I've earned my way. I can do what I want to do. They went on their own way. So they will get what they deserve. Fools die because they refuse to follow wisdom. They're content to follow their foolish ways, and that will destroy them. But those who listen to me will live in safety and comfort. They will have nothing to fear. I mean, this is what's so crazy. This is the challenge for us. Safety, comfort, nothing to fear. How? God, I respect you. I see what your word says. I see the relationships you've put around me. God, help me to listen. Take the advice to be wise enough to look back, to look around, to look forward, to not be naive, to not be clueless, not be critical, but just say, God, lead me, show me. And guess what? He promises to lead you to a better place, safety and comfort and life to the fullest. I don't know about you. I'll take a dose of that. And take it from a foolish pastor at times. We're not as smart as we think we are. You're going to need people in your life, and most importantly, we got to respect and fear the Lord. Would you pray with me? God, I come to you, and you know I have messed it up many a time, thinking I know what's best, doing my own thing. But I pray that today, maybe someone in this room can say, man, I can get it. I feel the same way. But we would pause and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I need you to come into my life. I need you to guide me. I need you to show me. I respect you and I trust you. And your word is obvious. I want to put people in my life, but it starts with you first and foremost. And as I commit to you, God, and as I'm following you, I know you will put other people in my life. Help me to listen to them. Help me to keep my head up, to learn from my past mistakes, to look where I'm at, but know where I'm going and trust you to lead me to the best possible place in life. I thank you again, Jesus, for fresh starts, new beginning, and today is exactly that. Help us, God, as we move forward to follow you, to be less stupid, less foolish. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on. So here's the deal. You got Mother's Day next week. Don't be foolish, man. Bring a pair of shoes if you're coming for your mama. We're going to give them to all these moms in the area that are in desperate need. So we'd love for you as you come in. Please bring a guest with you, man. Let's have a good time next week. They're going to have amazing, amazing services. Everything is going to go in here. It's all about encouraging moms and women, and no doubt about it, men. Help with the kids next week. Don't be foolish. Every mom said amen. So y'all do what you got to do to help them get here and be a part of it. I love you, dude. Thanks for watching. Please, if you made a decision or you need some help, tell us about it on the app. Download that communication card. Send us the information. We'd love to talk to you, all right? Until next week, then, what do we say? Peace. Thanks for coming.